Astros that get going a little bit later on in Colorado after a day off. And make sure you listen to a brand new episode of The Big Orange Wagon. Yeah.
I liked it personally.
All Astros talk courtesy of Sports Radio 610 and Odyssey with Mr. Tyler Milner, the executive producer of The Drive you hear every day, and Patrick Creighton, who you hear each and every night, co-host of Area 45. They have a brand new episode. Come on now, give me a little preview. What's on the new episode of The Big Orange Wagon?
We discuss quite a bit on the wagon. First of all, just being how the hell do the Astros keep winning, which we've discussed a lot here on this show, on The Drive, on this program. But we talk a lot about that, just how these 2025 Astros keep winning no matter the injuries and what's stacked up against them. Can that continue? All the latest on your injured Astros and a lot more.
Go. All right, man.
Choo-choo, MFers!
Do you talk about how you've been kicking ass on them bets lately?
No.
You save that for The Drive.
I think he went 5 for 5 last night, folks.
Woo! Say it again!
I think he went 5 for 5 last night, folks. Busted through the seams right there, folks.
About to bust in my pants reacting to that one. Woo! God, that always felt good on a Monday.
Always 3-ups you. Always 3-ups you today.
Yeah. That's perfection, folks. 5 for 5. Run it back again tonight.
Why not, man? Tag team it. There it is. That is
the Eiffel Tower. I mean, you're set. You're giving me out.
Yeah, he's teeing it up for you.
I just said tag team.
I mean, this is back in the day, the Swiss Army knife, run into the hoop, blonde spots streaking down the court, lobbed up by Aaron Brooks, and a jam.
Who was the Swiss Army knife?
He just recently became a Rocket again.
Oh, Flint, I got Capella. You. I got you. I thought you were referring to yourself as the Swiss Army knife.
I thought he was referring to himself or a position. I don't know if there was somebody at Sterling by the name of Aaron Brooks.
I was going to say, I thought you were a spot-up shooter.
Oh, yeah. I was a catch-and-shoot kind of guy. There is a sexual position with a similar name, Clint. I'll tell you about it later.
Swiss Army knife?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's like chapter 10 or 11 of the Kama Sutra.
I mean, he's dead serious.
If there is something on chapter 10 or 11 that is anything close to Swiss Army knife, I then am a bit concerned that your horniness is to a level that I didn't know.
I like to be great at everything I do, including the sexual relations. What better way than to keep yourself up to date and educated on all the latest positions and lovemaking ideas? I mean, I want to be great. This ain't just, you know,
oh, Wednesday night, missionary.
Well, what do you do? Do you
find it, Clint?
Do you find, I mean, do you try a new position and then if you like it, it's good. If not, you just switch to the next and you just kind of like, nah, let's shelve that one.
Yeah, it's basically a trial and error type of deal.
Yeah.
Always make sure you stretch, first of all, and I'm being serious on that. After that, it's just about trying what feels right to you.
I'm being honest.
That's got to be when you become old. If you get in, if you're about to
with this,
roll
you never
here,
get old.
All right, let me get a stretch in here. Let me get these hip flexors going. I think you, whatever happens, happens. We can't blow the whistle dead here and get a timeout. Let's get a stretch in.
Let's get a stretch.
Introducing whistles, props. That's a fun idea too.
Now I may get a toe cramp or something from time to time, but I ain't stretching.
Oh, you got to stretch.
Oh, I mean, I've gotten cramps a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's brutal. What is your? You know, I've got cramps a lot. Listen, this guy over here.
I have had had to stretch a leg. Stretch a leg out.
What's wrong? My toe is cramping.
You know.
Seriously, my toe is cramping.
You know the new thing catchers do where they
one leg out.
Have that leg out.
Yeah, girl.
I've had to do that.
Those Charlie horses, man, they'll sneak up on you, not up real quick. Got to stay hydrated. You don't realize the electrolytes you lose.
The most interesting part of it is if we were out there running for cardio or something, you even felt a twinge of a cramp, you stop immediately and probably quit the cardio exercise.
You do. I would. Drink some water.
You damn near be full locked up before you stop in the old biscuit. I mean, before you tap out in the biscuit, I got both calves cramped up.
Depends on which chapters of the Kama Sutra we're hitting that day.
I'm like, oh, PitchCom's not working. PitchCom! PitchCom, stop working.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Tyler drug us off in a ditch.
All right.
little freak.
Listen, I'm with you. When you look at this offseason thus far for the Rockets, they've lost Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green, two starters off their number two seed in the Western Conference Houston Rocket team. They add Kevin Durant, add Dorian Finney-Smith, add Clint Capela last night. They are able to bring back on a much better deal, 2 years, $50 million, Fred Van Fleet. They bring back Steven Adams, and then they bring back some good bench veterans who know the system and know exactly what is expected in Jeff Green, Jayshon Tate, and Aaron Holiday. And then they give extensions to Jabari Smith Jr. as well as their coach. Listen, everybody's entitled to their grade, their thought of this. I do believe most are looking at the Rockets as the Rockets and the Hawks who have done the most to improve their team. Now, the Rockets are improving their team from the 2 seed. The Hawks are like a 10 seed play-in team. I just don't know how you look at everything that Raphael Stone and Ime Udoka and Tillman Fertitta did, Clint, and how the grade is anything other than that.
It's an A plus plus for me. It's an A plus plus for me, and it's yeah. It's all about the timing for the team, and of course Raphael Stone set it up. You know, years of tanking and years of dysfunction. Raphael Stone is coming out on the backside of this thing looking like a superstar, right? But the timing is right, and it just so happens that the timing was perfect for Ime Udoka to walk through the door. The timing is perfect for Kevin Durant to walk through the door. The timing is perfect for this team to be positioned in a way of now they've built the foundation, they've added the superstar, they've retained the coach, they've kept the supporting cast, they've got a good young core that's coming up. They were able to retain those guys. Now it's all about making the run. This is an A plus plus offseason and really rebuild across the board. A plus plus for the Rockets.
Listen, I can understand how certain people have maybe some questions and some concerns, and maybe there's nervousness about certain aspects of the team. But look here. As a fan, you have to love and want all of your general managers to do this. You would want your team to set themselves up. You've talked about it. We talked about it. This is the time, right? They were a little ahead of schedule, which has helped this, but this was the time for them to really attack and giving themselves a best chance possible to win a title. And they've not only done that, Clint, they've also preserved their future for this thing to continue to run through. They have not had to give up anybody that they were, you know, really, really wanting to keep. They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to really sacrifice. The only person that had to sacrifice was Jalen Green, and you can and Dylan Brooks. Hell, we said it earlier. I think Dylan Brooks is probably, at least for now, the player they would have rather been able to keep over Green right now.
Yep.
Especially when you know Kevin Durant's coming back. For them to have done all of that, like I said, as a fan, maybe you had some questions, concerns, but if they don't win a title, with everything they've done, this to me is going to be an on the floor thing and not a Raphael Stone and Tillman Fertitta in the front office. Boy, you all didn't put us in the best position. I don't know what else they could have done with what was available. I don't know what else. We talked to the guy in Phoenix, man. Devin Booker wasn't available. I would have loved to have had that with his age. He was not available. And I don't know how you couldn't be so excited and happy if you are a Rockets fan that this is what your front office did when you had a chance.
Yeah. Well, if you want a shot to win a championship, the Rockets now have it. And I just, the way they navigated it wasn't fun. But the way they navigated it when the timing was right to strike and go get a difference maker, the supporting cast was in place, everything was ready, and the guy that came available was KD. So I'm all over this one, man. This is gonna be a fun run.
I'll be honest. We heard from Raphael Stone after the season saying all these things. Hey, man, we don't want to mess up our chemistry with our young guys. We love our young group. I wasn't sure how aggressive he would be, Clint.